Thank you. That was the Toronto Wind Orchestra, conducted by Tony Gomes, with the second part of Henry Kujarcik's 1998 composition, Some Assembly Required, from the orchestra's 2009 album on Naxos, Northern Winds, blowing here on Deep Threes. Argentinian composer Federico Durand began our set with Linternas Junto a la Laguna from A Través del Espejo. We stepped through Durand's mirror into the title track of Time Travelers by Carlos Ramirez. Quantec gave us time for contemplation thanks to his contribution to Cold Tears' Sound of Nature 2 collection. Then the Incognito Traveler explained how we can keep in touch with the folks back home, with instructions on how to send messages by voice. Matt Rogalski blended in with Why from Discipline, Till the Morning Shows Her Face to Me. Alvin Lussier faced the panorama and soloed on the slightly mislabeled Music for Piano with One or More Snare Drums, before Charles Lloyd heard the distant beat of The Caravan Moves On and headed to Hyperion with Higgins. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I leave you in the hands of Eduardo Rosario and part 3 of Obsolencia Programada. You can always check out streaming archives of our past but far from obsolete shows on the website d3s.fm. And while you're there, you can check out this week's playlist. Until next time, thanks for listening. Yeah!
In winter, flocks of white geese gather by the thousands in fields and marshes of the U.S. and Mexico. All the birds in this flock flying through North Texas have white bodies, black-tipped wings, and pink legs. But on closer inspection, they appear to come in two different sizes. That's because this flock is a mix of both the petite Ross's goose and the heftier snow goose. The pair are a great example of what science calls sister species, which occur when a portion of one species takes an evolutionary step away from the rest, resulting in a species split. In this case, genetic studies suggest that the Ross's goose branched away from its snow goose relatives more than 2 million years ago, possibly because advancing glaciers separated the two populations. After spending millennia in isolation, the Ross's goose evolved to be about two-thirds the size of a snow goose, with a noticeably shorter neck, smaller bill, and higher-pitched voice, too. So next time you spot a flock of white geese, see if you can tell the sisters apart. We've got tips and tricks for distinguishing between look-alike species at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
Diverse, independent, yours. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC.